All right, superb. And a great point in the show, I think, to ask. This is, we need a little jingle for this, but how do you wind up a particular star sign? I'll put the link for this towards the end of the show because I don't want people drifting off and listening to those right now, as I'm sure they'll be tempted to do. But we're building up a lovely little collection. We've done Libra, we've done Sagittarius, and we did Aries last week because it's Aries time. But by popular request, Capricorn, and Capricorns I know are fairly easy to wind up from my experience of them. How do you go about it, Steve?
Well, first of all, you've got to look at the fact that it's by popular request. That's because Capricorns are the biggest sadists in the bunch. Right? And they're masochists at the same time. They enjoy being persecuted and they enjoy giving it back.
Right.
Right? Capricorns. You will find Capricorn men are the ones who wear tight-fitting long socks and garters and drainpipe trousers. Capricorn women all wear basques and tight clothes. They've all got a fascination for spandex and lycra, right? They like bondage in a way, but they're not going to go down that road because it's far too kinky and depraved. So tight clothes will suffice. They like this idea of restriction. So how to wind them up? Ask them about how the beer belly's doing in public for a start off, right? But the idea of Capricorns in public doesn't really wash. Capricorns best when it comes to handling discipline and structure and order. But when it comes to being embarrassed in public, they hate it. So if you want to wind up a Capricorn, get them to stand up and tell rude jokes at a party or something. To embarrass them in public with stories about them. And cause them to blush, because Capricorns really do not like being stood up in public. And then if you really want to add insult to injury, ask them about why they always want to have elbow patches on their sweaters. Right? Not that they're traditionalist. You know, they're not traditionalist at all. All stuck in the past, all rigid. But they do need to lighten up. And to get Capricorns to like, but Capricorns need a week to practice going on holiday. They need a week on a beach to even begin to feel comfortable, right? And if you really want to get a Capricorn going, what you have to do is you have to sit them down in a sofa and give them a cake and a cup of something hot to hold. And then you say, now relax. You just relax. And then whilst they're sat relaxing, you buzz around them furiously, complaining about how hard your life is and how hard you're working and doing everything, because they cannot stand it. They cannot stand other people working hard while they're not. It's just something in them. They got this work ethic. You see a goat trying to climb a mountain. It always goes the hard way. It doesn't know any different. And that's Capricorns, you know. Best workers.
That's quite detailed. It's as though you've got some sort of close working experience there of Capricorns. Certainly Nikki has in the chat room, who says, yeah, when... for the brother's 30th, we went out for a meal, got the waiters to gather around and sing happy birthday with a birthday cake and candles, thought he was going to die. He wasn't at all keen on that experience. And then Nikki's saying of her Capricorn husband, I think, how did I manage to get the unkinky Capricorn? Might just need a little bit of teasing out.
Actually, it is perhaps a case to say that Capricorn is one of the two kinkiest signs in the zodiac.
Scorpio being the other?
Pardon?
Is Scorpio the other?
Surprisingly not.
Oh, right, okay.
Surprisingly
not. Let's leave that hanging there. People may want to speculate in the chat room who the other kinkiest sign is. That's an interesting thing. We might even let that sort of drift over to next week. As well as winding up signs, we might be able to sort of do a bit of sexual profiling as well. And LOA Gary is thanking his lucky stars. He's not a Capricorn. It's the Cap rap, isn't it, tonight?
Wow. You know. Hey, I'll tell you something else about Capricorns. I'll tell you what they all have got a secret fetish about. Yeah?
Yeah, go on.
Armpits.
Capricorns, so
they like nothing more than a good snuffle into your armpit.
Oh,
I don't know why, but they do. It's the goat in them.
Fantastic. Okay, so Nikki's got some homework as well. Speculation mounting, so to speak. Wrong choice of words possibly there, but Virgo and Aquarius are the top tips for the other kinky sign. But we shall come back.